Hi guys, this is Stephen Joel Ireland at www.wedotech.net. The Nokia X6 video and picture test review is now up on the wedotech.net website. I'm just going to read a little section of James Joel Ireland's review. One of the biggest things I missed about the iPhone 3G was the fact that it had both a poor digital camera and also no video at all. Well, it did have video, but for some reason Apple felt that it needed to block it to save on its data streaming. Its video quality isn't that great anyway, and as we wanted to test it for curious purposes. So for many social media buffs out there, we've been lacking a little, unless we're going to pay for an upgrade to the 3GS. The problem with that is that there really isn't enough on the 3GS to shell out another couple of £100. It simply was not practical. Well, I think I may well have found one of my new loves, the Nokia X6. It's a charming little phone, and as you can tell, it's an evolution of its decades past. We'll give you our full opinions on that in due course, but there is our audio and video road test available. So if you want to check out that video and audio road test, please do visit www.wedotech.net. You will be excited as well when you see the quality of audio and picture. Seriously, is amazing. The frame rate is impressive. The color and audio both stand extremely well for a camera of its nature. James was particularly surprised at the quality of the video, and seriously is up there with the Sony's last generation HDD camcorders. The man himself has just walked into the studio. Have you got a few words, James?
Absolutely. Blown away by this phone. Just speaking away from the video and the pictures itself, because you can go onto that article right now and see it for yourself. I really don't need to comment on it. I think the pictures and the video do the talking. This is a beautiful looking phone, it really is, and the reason why I say it has commonalities to its original, you know, Nokia made a name for itself with that rather rectangular device. It's kept some of those, put some nice little edges on the phone. It's a really cute piece of work, and at the bottom of it, it's got a hang up and call system and a main menu button,
and it's touchscreen, and there are applications on there. This is revolutionary. I wouldn't say revolutionary, but it's a new type of handheld mobile phone / PDA device. I would say it's a well worth purchase. I'm actually blown away by it myself. I cannot believe it. You was really excited when we received this to review, but you know, you're even more so excited now, because James has always been skeptical of other devices. And you know, obviously the iPhone is very good and it does a lot of things, but this, boy oh boy, it packs the punch.
Don't get me wrong, if you like your applications and you like your social media elements and things like that, then I would still pick the iPhone over it.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of also sending messages, the iPhone's better. Obviously, it's got the whole keyboard system. When you're sending messages, or if you're even just adding people into the contact phone book, you're having to go back to the old method of pressing several buttons several times to get the right character. So it still has that old style element of the older mobile phones to it. It does. And I also had a look at a couple of the onboard games, which includes EA Spore. These games, the frame rates on them are really horrible. And for those that like their games as well, I probably would recommend, like I say, the iPhone or perhaps the Android over the Ovi Store stuff.
So would you say this is more of a music phone? And would you say this is more of a sort of an audio video kind of sort of capturing device?
Absolutely. And don't forget that you've got the Nokia Maps as well with this.
Ovi Maps, absolutely brilliant.
Which is a lot better than Google Maps. You know, it's nicely presented. And I found that the GPS doesn't kick out on you as much as Google Maps tends to do.
Also, just a quick one as well, in addition to this, you can get 12 months worth of free songs on the Ovi Store. That is remarkable. Anyway, please do go and check out that review. Check out the videos and the pictures that James took today on the road test. www.wedotech.net. Thanks very much for tuning in. Until next time, we'll see you. See ya.